or sit back and have a nice trip. Have a nice trip. Have a nice trip.
Great.
Mixed nuts.
Whoa!
What a bag of mixed nuts.
You think you've heard enough? We don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
George. Start your day the right way with Mixed Nuts in the Morning on the Vibe CT 105 FM.
Trinidad and Tobago, good morning. It's Mixed Nuts on the Vibe City 105. And it's the semi-finals. It's Friday. It's Comedy Club and the Comedy Corner. It's Friday. And Friday, this is the semi-finals of the Comedy Club, the Comedy Corner. And I'm going to tell you who are our semi-finalists. Winston, Greenwich, Voice, David, Frank, P.O. Charlie, Joe Boy, Sarge, Derek, Michael, and Andy. Our 10 semi-finalists from this week pick our finalists for next week, Friday. Hello, morning.
Good Friday morning, Big Daddy George.
Good day, Jungle Man. How are your grandmother?
Well, just trying to wake up your nation this morning.
Nice.
A pleasant one of nice holiday yesterday.
Yeah, boy.
Nice. So, I want to say a pleasant good morning to the super elite usher, Gaffish crew. The artist Burger, feel well, my friend, is not feeling so well. Hope you get out of there as soon as you can. Okay. Pleasant morning to Cavita's Bar out there inside Village Inal. Pleasant morning to Jill on the wheelchair. All right. And all the other good folks locked on and listen. The Pinal to San Fernando taxi drivers. Pleasant morning to you guys. Froggy, Andy, pleasant morning. Beatrice. Pleasant morning to you, too.
Nice.
Big Daddy George.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Mixed Nuts on the Vibe. City 105, guys. Again, it's our semi-finals for the Comedy Corner. You know how it goes. Give us a call, 603-5105, or you could send on WhatsApp. School is open. Roll call has started. I'm just waiting to get connectivity. Hello, morning.
Hey, good morning, Georgie.
Hey, Beatrice girl.
Good morning, Georgie. George, good morning.
How are you going, baby?
Yeah, I get normal. Tell everybody morning. Jungle Man, big truck driver. What's up, George?
I did.
You all right this morning?
Yep, not bad at
you
all.
You have your breakfast?
Always.
Well, I pay him a traffic earlier. Traffic normal, right? And I mean,
well, you know, traffic is quite at 6:30 or 6:35 or wrong day.
I'm paying it early, right?
All right.
Hey, Georgie.
Okay, baby.
And here is now.
I'm listening.
Baltimore. Hello to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Milkman. I listen all you. Call me now. I want to see all you. I know all you, know.
You ain't easy.
Hey, Georgie. All right, I'll listen, you right?
Okay, baby.
Nice.
Oh, that's correct. Semi-finals of the Comedy Corner right here on the Vibe City 105, guys.
Start your day the right way with Mixed Nuts in the Morning on the Vibe CT 105 FM.
Mixed Nuts. Comedy Corner.
That's correct, guys. It's Mixed Nuts Comedy Corner. And we start, good morning, Trudy and Anthony Roberts. From Carnage in class early. Hello, morning. Good morning. Morning. Oh. Okay. That, guys, it's Mixed Nuts. It's Comedy Club. It's the semi-finals. It's the semi-finals once again. Hello, morning.
George, morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you this morning?
I'm not bad at all.
Okay. I have 3 jokes for you this morning. You told me, right?
Right. So I want one this hour, one in the next hour, and one in the third hour. Not all 3 one time.
Okay.
Who am I speaking with?
Michael.
Michael. All right, Michael. Rest it on my chest. Give me the first joke.
Okay. Very simple and short. Now, you have this Chinese man. You have a cafeteria running, selling coffee and breakfast until the morning come. So this guy normally, for how long he going by this Chinese man for breakfast every morning before he go to work? He got coffee every morning. And you normally give the Chinese, because he's an old Chinese man. Anytime you talking to the Chinese man, to hustle him up, he giving the Chinese man a tap. So one morning he go see coffee and thing, and he didn't tap the Chinese man. So the Chinese man say, "No tap today?" The man say, "No tap today." So the Chinese man say, "Well, no spit today." So every time he tap the Chinese man spit in the coffee. All right, George. Thanks.
Okay, buddy. Don't forget, I'm looking out for you. And the next hour.
Okay, hit the clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, brother. That's our first semi-finalist, Michael. Our first semi-finalist, Michael. Mix that right here in the Vibe City 105, guys. Give me a call. It's the semi-finals. Hello, morning.
Hello, morning.
Morning.
What's happening?
I got, who's this?
P.O. Charlie.
P.O. Charlie, boy. P.O. Charlie. Give me your first joke. Let me hear you. Guys,
on the Chinese man topic. I meet a Chinese girl at time. I said, "Dear, what's your name?" She said, "Ming Ming." I said, "Where you living?" She said, "Yeah, for you." I said, "All right, where you living? I will come and look here." When I go along there, one big 3-story house, 2 big dragon on our wall, a doorbell. I ring it. Ding dong. A Chinese man come out. He said, "Yes, me help you?" I said, "Ming Ming living here?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Who's that?" He said, "My daughter." I said, "Well, I love. But I have one problem, anything cross." He said, "No man, you don't know where to stay. Ming Ming, skate down there and come and talk to this fella." She come down, from the well hotel. And while I tie her hair, she see, Chinese thing not cross. Because it's cross, it has a bub, 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 bub.
Oh! Pure Charlie, we needed PG rated though. We needed PG rated though. Clean and funny, I said. Clean and funny. 6235105 is that number to call us at. It's Mixed Nuts right here on the Vibe City 105. It's the semi-finals of the Comedy Corner. Hello, morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I like to love to somebody.
Okay, tell me who that is. To whom?
To my auntie.
To your auntie. Okay. What's her name?
Michelle.
Okay. And what's your name?
Susanna.
What's your name?
Susanna.
Okay. So we say good morning to Michelle. It's coming from Shazana. It's Mixed Nuts, guys, on the Vibe City 105. It's the semi-finals of the Comedy Club. Hello, morning.
Morning, George.
Hey, voice.
How you going? You ready for some help? I know you need help.
Ladies and gentlemen, voices are semi-finalists also. So let's go, voice. Clean but
why
funny.
Why are you telling me really is not a semi-finalist, George?
I'll tell you, Trinidad and Tobago, who are the semi-finalists?
No, why are you telling me real reason that I become a semi-finalist?
Because you pay me.
Correct. Very good. Yeah, you're honest. That's good. So, I won't feel no right.
Yeah, let me hear him.
So, my partner, he figure he's a down and thing, and you know, he always put me down for not being a woman's man and all kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he tell me, "Boy, I'm not like you and George, boy. You know, I'm not facially challenged. I'm a woman." I said, "Right, partner, he's a woman too." He said, "You're a woman. You ever had a threesome?" "You ever?" I said, "I'm a threesome, brother, all the time. Want to cook, want to clean."
Voice!
Have a nice day,
John. Yeah, brother. 6235105 is that number, boy. That's our third finalist calling this morning. We got Voice, we got Pio Charlie, we got Michael. We still got some to come for the semi-finals. Hello, morning.
Hello, morning.
Morning. Who are you talking to?
George, you have the original Sergeant.
Sarge boy. Good morning to you, Sarge.
Well, I hear the game was Chinese now, so let me judge Chinese too.
Let me hear the Chinese.
Yeah, this fella going by his Chinese man. He said, Chen, I want to get a Cambodian dumpling. Since we don't sell Cambodian dumpling here, we sell soup. Fried rice. He said, Chinese, Chen, look, he signed out there, Cambodian dumpling here. So he bring out Chen, watch his coach. Chen tell nigga chop it, so nigga chop it, yes. He said, they're not Cambodian dumpling here, but I garbage dumpling here.
Oh, that's correct, guys. It's all about Comedy Club. It's all about Comedy Club. Hello, morning. Morning.
Good morning, Brother George.
Good morning. Who are I speaking to?
Good morning, Trinidad and Tobago. George is speaking to Winston.
Winston, another finalist. Yeah, Winston, right. Talk to me.
Yeah. All right, George. I have this joke to give to the nation of Trinidad and Tobago to give to you.
Nice.
George. God decided a day to take his car from heaven and drive down onto earth. Papa God come down into earth. He pick up three men. He pick up a Syrian, a Chinese man, and a Trinidadian. He say, you three fellas, I'll be taking you guys for a ride real far. Okay? And when you reach at this point, you will get your achievement towards anything you wish to have in Trinidad or throughout the world to be comforted in life. Say, all right, they're gone. What 7 hours driving straight, Bob Ford stopped the car. He said, all right, I'll be rich. He said, the reason I bring Ali here now for this ride is because of to give all your accomplishments. So, Syrian, I will start with you. What you would want in life to be comforted, you wouldn't want to have nothing, you wouldn't want nothing again in life. You say, me, party, Papa God, me want cloth, me want clothes, shoes, ring, gold. I want to sell everything. He said, all right, you're sure that you want? He say, yes, Papa God, that's what I want. He said, all right, tell him, you take that. He said, Chen, come, what it is you would like to have in life to be comforted for the rest of your life? He said, me, Papa, what? Me want chow mein, me want rice, food, one restaurant to feed people, everybody. He said, you sure that's what you want and you'll be comfortable in life? He said, yes, Papa, God, I'll be comfortable. He said, Chen, look here, you take that. He said, Trini, well, I'll leave you for the last because you're not the best. I just have the best for laugh. So Trini, what you would want to be comforted in life and you wouldn't want to have nothing again in life? Trini, say me, Papa God, I don't want nothing, I just come for the ride.
Well, guys, Mixnuts right here in the Vibe 305. So we got so many finalists. We still have some to go.
Hola, Tunje. That's me. And I listen to Mixnuts every single morning. Tado!
That's correct, guys. It's the semi-finals of the Comedy Corner. Hello, morning. Morning.
I'm in the semi-final. Mm-hmm. I have a joke for earlier, and it's real good.
Okay, tell me.
It was kidnap, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the kidnapper tell me where I live. I will tell them, I live with my parents. And if they tell me who my parents live with, I say, with me. And if they tell me where I live in, next to my neighbor. Every time where my neighbor lives in, I will tell him, next to me.
All right, baby.
Oh,
Guys, it's time for the tough traffic report. That's correct, guys. Give me a call. If it's time to navigate the roads of Trinidad and Tobago fast and easier. If you're on your morning commute and stuck in a traffic jam, call us now. Hello, morning. Morning.
Morning, George.
Morning. Who are you speaking with?
Hello.
Yes?
How many persons qualified for the semifinal?
10.
10?
10.
You can repeat the name? There was notified or what?
Yep, Winston, Voice, David, Frank, Pio, Charlie, Joe Boy, Sarge, Derek, Michael, Andy.
Okay, nice. Thank you, man.
Okay, buddy. 6035105, we want to know about your traffic. We want to know about the traffic report. Hello, morning.
Good morning, Big Daddy George.
Hey, how are you going, buddy?
I'm leaving Alaska already, and I'm proceeding from Gandhi Village down the highway into Victoria Village. And on the highway, the traffic is going free, not too much traffic, free flow, and everything looking so fantastic. Bright, brilliant, sunlit day out here, and everything looking nice.
That's good. That's what we're talking about. Thanks a lot, Boy Jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big man. Yep, that's our traffic report. I got a WhatsApp here. Good morning, George. Good morning, Big Daddy. Early to class, sir. Thank you. Good morning, Big Daddy. George Gonzalez. Traffic coming down from Rio Claro. Clear. No cars on your road. And having a good time and enjoying the jokes. Thanks a lot, buddy. Give me a call or send a WhatsApp. How the traffic looking in your end? Mixnuts family, have a wonderful day and a fantastic weekend. Margaret Hajari. Original Douglas President Class since 5:30. Hello, morning. Morning.
Good morning, Daddy George.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Traffic report from South Togo to Sakarani. Permission flight, no traffic at all.
Traffic is slowing. Oh, very good.
I'm heading to volunteer right now, so the traffic is free and flowing.
Thank you. I find you're real thorough. Is that a real traffic reporter?
Yes, I am.
Just now, I got to ask you for the weather report.
Right now, the weather, it is sunny. And the weather is great for the beach.
Very good. Thank you so much. What's your first name?
This is Original
Douglas.
Yes.
Original Douglas! Morning, baby.
Good morning to Jungle and the rest of the crew.
Nice. Thanks a lot. Thanks to everyone who called in with the traffic update and told us how the traffic looking. This is The Vibe, City 105, The Nation Station. And don't forget, this entire weekend is Republic Weekend. So yesterday we had Liberation Thursday. And they had a ball. It's The Vibe Republic, all things red, white, and black. And it brought to you Digicel by Digicel. And let's take these calls. Hello, morning.
Morning, George Borgi.
Morning.
This is Bela from John John.
Bela, yes, Bela.
Yeah, this one, this fella.
Clean it for
you? Yeah, he is only a problem with seeing when he drunk. So he gave up a money, he tell his father, he say, boy, he tell some neighbors wrong here real fast, boy. Every time I go to see them, only putting on the light. You know, is he man tragedy thing?
Hello, morning.
George,
hey.
Let me light up the place one time.
Who is this?
It's David, my boy.
David. Yeah, David.
They tell this fella, they tell this man, he depressed, he lose everything, eh?
Mm.
He decide, boy, I will commit suicide. So he gone up, Juve morning, he gone up on Salvatore building. He decide, I'll go jump off and kill myself. So he about to jump. You see this man, he had no hand from by wrist and no foot on the next side of the road, boy. And he whining, boy, two hands up in the air, boy, whining, man, whining. He said, what? You don't know. Come now, my man. He said, boss, I have everything, man. Two hand, the two leg thing, and I personally want to kill myself. And you sit down here whining with your two hand up in the air and your 2 foot, and you haven't fucking looking so glad. You say, well, looking so glad is my bottom scratching.
I love it. Don't forget, we got a spotlight between 7 and 8. Hello, morning.
Hey, morning, George. Quick one.
Yes. Who are speaking to?
KFC, so I'm outside and see what happens.
Who are speaking to?
He got like a fin. So he decided, all right, he went for water, splashes on them, he covers the game, something to drink. Being ungrateful, George, you must have to cut me and carry on, buddy. He said, boy, if I wanted water, that fin's in front of water.
What's your name?
Junior.
All right, Junior. Thanks a lot, man. 603-5105. That's correct, guys. And hello, morning. Good morning.
Hey,
yeah, boss.
I'm standing on a line in the supermarket.
Uh-huh.
The woman is on the fat, right? So she said, I twist up my face and so she said, if you smell that, then you're not maintaining proper distancing. Right? And she said, if you smell it, then your face mask not open.
You easy. Mix us on the Vibe City 105, and we got a little snippet here for you. We got a little snippet for my good friend, Stephen Tommy Joseph.
Mix Nuts. Comedy Corner.
Woo! You know people is asking about Tommy Joseph, he doesn't have no foreign jokes. I say yes. As I was walking down Flatbush about 2 weeks ago, as I explained, the fella said, what happened after that? I said, well, boy, I don't know if this fella like he come to mock me or what. Oh, it's a lucky thing I had a paper. As I hit him, whap! I see the man drop on the ground. He said, what kind of paper you hit him with? I said, I lash him with the New York Post. So don't you tell me here foreign jokes. Yes! Look, I see Clinton and all now. Clinton in Barbados. I couldn't even make him out today. About 4 trees he hiding behind. You think easy? Is he hiding behind Bush? I tell you, look how this thing changed up now. I remember a fella calling an outside woman, but he calling she with a song Sparrow that sing. So when he passing out, he know the man home. Hear him. Who the?
Live. City 105 FM. Mix Nuts Comedy Corner. Mix Nuts Comedy Corner. Live. City 105 FM. Mix Nuts Comedy Corner. Mix Nuts Comedy Corner.
That's what it is. It's Mix Nuts Comedy Corner. Hello, morning. Good morning. No, man, if you stick, we click, guys. Good morning, Big Daddy George. How are you going? Cindy and Legend, President Class. And look forward to a great anticipation for today's lessons. Thank you. Hello, morning.
Hi, good morning, George. How are you?
I'm okay. Who am I speaking with?
Andy.
Hey, Andy.
I just want to say good morning to the whole of Trinidad and Tobago, to be safe out there and keep God first and everything will be okay.
Perfect.
Don't give up. And just, if you're feeling down, switch to Vibe City 105 Mix Nuts on a morning.
Always the answer.
Wake you up and give you positive vibes.
Perfect.
Well,
correct.
I'll try something. I know how good it is, but it's better to try it than fail to try it.
Correct.
Right, so it goes like this. You know in Trinidad long time, the old time rum shop, when men go there to drink, is all kind of thing you used to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So this fella gone baba. So you see this young man there crying. So you have the young man we're crying for. The young man starts to say, oh God, boy, rum killed my mother, rum killed my father, rum killed my whole family. So the fella tell him, well, you should be glad, boy. You gain everything in life. You have nothing to worry about. He said, so what you worry about? Man tell him, he said, you won't believe I net. Rum to the whole family.
So whole family. He's the next. He's the next one.
Yeah, man.
Thanks to our partner. Yeah, man. Good morning, guys. Darky Love in the house. Sending love to my MTS workers, Princess Tong, East and West Secondary School, Yvonne, Lana, Carol, and Angela Primus, all of Trinidad and Tobago. Hello, morning. Hello, morning. Okay, but you need to talk out louder, though.
Okay.
Right, better.
Two men coming down from the highway. They went to buy doubles. When they returned, the arena, one of them say, "Boy, the belly hurts in the boy. Like I want to do a little, I want to do something, boy."
Yeah.
His partner asked him, "Where you go do that, boy?" He said, "Well, I have a little patch of bush there. I'm going right there and I would do it." So his partner said, "So where you getting paper?" He said, "Well, I think I have $15 in my pocket here. I have it in change." All right, you need to go. You come back. You done do your thing. Your partner said, my partner said, "Oh, God, boy. Like, my belly starting to hurt me too, huh, boy? Like, I want to do something too, boy." So your partner asked him, "So, where you going on with it? Right to start to win, boy? I going to do it right there." Your partner said, "So, yeah, where your wife with?" He said, "Well, I think I have $20 in. I have $20 in it." So, you need to go. When he come back now, your partner asked him, "Wait now. Hold your hand, bong, 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 bong." "So, I thought you say I had $20. You say, "Yeah, when I pushed my hand in my pocket, I had it in, I didn't have it in arm, I just had it in finger, in quarters."
That guys, that's what we're talking about right here on the Vibe City 105. I'm still waiting for Frank, Joe Boy, and Derek, and... Hello, morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Morning, George.
Who is this?
Joe Boy, yeah.
Joe Boy, I now call your name.
Yeah, I hear that.
Talk to me.
Vienna, you know, long time when people are going funeral, it was dressed up and things, buying new clothes, man with scissors, steel jacket and thing, to go up funeral, top hat, walking stick, all kind of things. Boy, this woman going to this funeral partner, and from the time the pastor come and he start to preach, this woman started to cry. Morning is the morning, darling. Yeah, this woman crying. She said, "But where the hell is that? They put the man down in the hole, they cover the grave, they sing, everything done. She still stand up in her corner crying." I said, "But why this woman crying so?" I walk up to her. Was a man there?
Mm.
I said, "Is your father passed?" She said, "No." I said, "Is your brother?" She said, "No." I said, "Your husband?" She said, "No." I said, "Why are you crying like that, ma'am?" She said, "Oh, God, the shoe is burning my foot."
Joe Boy.
The Vibe Family. Mix Nuts. Comedy Corner.
Yeah, I was on Caribbean Airlines. My best flight ever. For one price, we went Trinidad twice and New York once. Yeah, baby. No, baby. Listen, relax now, honey. I and Piaco. Yeah, I have my first fear coming in tonight. Wait, I see the flight coming. Are you John?
Hi.
Are you John?
Yes, I am. You're Umber.
I'm Umber. Honey, Umber. I gotta go. All right. How are you doing?
Great to meet you.
It's a pleasure. Welcome to Umba's After Carnival Experience.
Really good, great.
You just have to prepare yourself for Umba's After Carnival Experience.
I'm really excited.
Well, I'll go ahead and drop you into town. Where you staying?
At the Hayate in Washington Road.
Where you stay? Where?
Hayate.
I know where he is. Yeah, the Hayate.
Hayate.
On Rice Road. I mean Washington Road.
Washington Road.
Yeah, yeah. The Hayate is the same thing everywhere in the world. The same food, everything. No. Listen. I could put you in touch with a family where you have the house pretty much say sell for up to 6 months for half the price, $500 a night, US.
And is this place like the Hayate where it's a great view?
No, this place have the greatest view of Port of Spain ever. It's the best place.
What's it called?
Levant Hill.
Comedy Corner.
Oh, I love it. 603-5105. Hello, morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
And how are you?
Hey, how you going, everybody?
I'm fine, after God.
Nice.
I get a bit of sad news. I just want to send out condolences to one of my great neighbors. Good neighbors from my morning. Beverly, Edward, good morning. Condolences go to your whole entire family. Beverly Yearwood from Battery, the corner right there, when you're singing on Battery, the stone wall right there, and a nice stone wall by the Lost Species. Beverly, I send condolences out to you and your entire family, and to your son, and if hold strong, hold up. We're all there for you. Send me love and respect. Condolences go out to Beverly Yearwood. That is what I had to say this morning. Yeah, we are all mothers, and when a woman lost, and in the community, you feel it. And there's a big woman, a known woman, a known person, good kid.
Sorry to hear condolences to her family.
And there's a loss in the family, eh?
Yeah.
Like bad wife, bad come and pass, and she's son come and pass, and now she says, you know, I send condolences to the entire family from my heart. My heart.
All right, Julie.
Bye, have a good morning.
Okay, baby. Yes. Yep, condolences out to that family. But it's Comedy Club right here, it's the Comedy Corner. We still got some semi-finalists to come in. Hello, morning. Morning.
Hello.
Yes. Okay, guys, no. We can't afford the sticking. The sticking thing we can't afford. 603-5105. Come on, let's go. Mix Nuts. It's all about Comedy Club. We've got some WhatsApp messages. We say good morning to Mira. Mira in class.
Morning, Mix Nuts. Good morning, Big Daddy George. Good morning, Trinidad Tobago. Good morning to the world. Bongo here, Washington, D.C. Early in class, Big Daddy George. Have a blessed day. Beatrice, I want to see she too, this Bongo from Washington, D.C.
Pardon, you're quite in Washington. How are you going to see she? I understand you. Morning, Big Daddy George. Sharon from Brooklyn, Lockton. Have a blessed and fabulous Friday. Morning, George. Early in class, Natalie. Have a great day. Thanks a lot, Natalie. Big Daddy George, Nicky Nick, Chunky Bed, Curtis Doki, Lockton from Brooklyn. Hello, morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Morning, just one again.
Who is this?
Junior. The whole female of them up. The chat from other space and dance hang. One thing at the end, one Jamaican, one Bajan. The anti Jamaican, where you want to be last week. You go all kind of joke, chicken and all kind of things. The anti Bajan, where you want to be last week. See you off flying, fish and all kind of things. The anti Bajan, where you want to be last week. See what I'm going to do. See what I'm going to do. See what I'm going to take away.
I love it! Mixed Nuts and the Vibe, City 105, guys. It's all about Comedy Club. It's Comedy Corner. I got some semi-finalists to come. I'm still waiting for Frank, Derek. Hello, morning.
Morning, George. This is Derek.
Yes, Derek.
I'm fighting the game all morning.
That's all right. You get in now.
Nice. How are you doing, my brother?
I good partner.
I had a little nephew going to school, boy. When he not reach full year, he's doing real bad in school. He get 5%, he get 10%, and he get 3%. When he reach in second tier, he get 1 out of 40, 2 out of 50, and 3 out of 60. Father and mother say, nah. And they ask me for advice. I say, take him and put him in a Catholic school. They put him in a Catholic school. When he reach in second standard, he get 95%. 85%, 90% when we show before the accent. But son, how you get so bright all in a sudden? He said, boy, daddy, if I tell you, them teachers go play. And I walk in school, I see the nail a man up on a cross.
Mix us on the Vibe City 105, guys. I might be able to take one more call. I'm still waiting for Frank to call. One of our semi-finalists. Oh, good morning to Shorty in class today. Nice. Hello, morning.
Hello.
Morning.
George.
Yes.
Good morning. Fareed here.
Who's this?
Fareed.
Yes, Fareed.
All right. Now, they have this fella, right? Every time he's walking down the road and he passed by a nearby yard, he's at a party. He said, boy, hey, you're real ugly, boy. Past Monday that happened. Tuesday he passed. He passed one. Hey, you're real ugly. Then third day, same thing. Fourth day, go on and he tell you. And I said, anytime that past tell me anything again, I've beaten that past, I've beaten you too. Fifth day, walking down the road. He passed one. Hey! And as he look across, he passed one. You don't know. Thank you.
Fareed.
Hi, I'm Darren Bravo, and I listen to Mix Nuts on Vibe 215 FM every morning.
Well, that's correct, guys. Every single morning, it's the Vibe City 105. It's Mix Nuts. It's Comedy Club. It's the second hour, and we got our next rungs of jokes. That's correct, guys. We have the next round of jokes. So, let me see if I could play. I'll snippet of a good one here. Hold on. My good friend Louis Antoine, boy.
Cockroach man? Damn, man. Cockroach man, we doing here?
I am not cockroach man. I spider man.
Look, you see this man, this is going to be girlfriend. Let me leave this place.
I don't know what you're getting on so far. Is that best before your girlfriend can come here tonight? I let me plan to be at Tupayua. But when I see Spider-Man, we come at Tupayua in New York to help them pull into that cat their own crook. I decide to become at Tupayua in Trinidad to help with police because they don't catch nobody. Why you want something in common? Because Spider-Man working for Daily Bugle and Superman working for Daily Planet. So I went to look for a job in Daily Bread Bakery. And man tell me there are no vacancy. I tell you, not vacancy, I'm looking for is a job. He say, how good you was going to do? Well, when I was more like to make vacancy, so I say, I really going to do. He said, all right, but don't come back here. Don't get my back and don't let my head here. So I didn't get that job. But before that, I got a nice little job working for a Chinese man. A Chinese man named Mr. Wong. All I had to do was sit down in the office all day and just answer the phone. So then Mr. Wong called me in the office. He said, since you start working here, I stop getting phone calls. You saw you don't answer the phone properly? And then, of course, I didn't answer the phone properly. Anybody call, I didn't just say hello, wrong number.
Live, City 105 FM. Mix Nuts Comedy Corner. Mix Nuts Comedy Corner.
Well, that's what we talk about, guys. We taking, we're my semi-finalists, we're my semi-finalists. Hello, morning.
Hello, morning.
Morning.
Right, hear this one.
Who is this?
Yo, Charlie again.
Yes, Phil.
Right, I went in the river the other day, making a quick relining and things, everything nice. So when I look on this side, so I see a picture man baptizing people. I asked a man one long and he really come and say, what's going on here? He say, I will baptize you today for me. You know, the man, he dip him in the water. He beat him up. He said, did you see Jesus? He said, no. He dip him again. He said, did you see Jesus? He said, no. He dip him, he keep it for about 3 minutes. When he get up and he pull him up, he gap him for a bit. He say, you see Jesus? He say, you saw him doing so?
Oh! 1-603-5105. It's all about Comedy Club, guys. Hello, morning.
Morning, George. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Who is this?
Derek Yagi.
Yeah, Derek.
Second hour. A little fella, about 9 years in a bus going down the road. And he eat one chocolate. He eat two chocolates. He eat three chocolates. And a old man turn and asking him, son, you shouldn't eat it, all them chocolates. That could get you sick. He watch the old man and he wait 2 seconds. He said, mister, my grandfather lived to be 105 years old, you know. The old man asked him, what? Your grandfather used to eat plenty chocolate? He said, no, my grandfather used to mind his own business.
I love that one. Oh, 603-5105, that's the number to call. Hello, morning. Morning. Good morning. You need to call back. Mix us right here on the vibe, 0105, guys. It's Comedy Club, it's Comedy Corner. It's the semi-finals of the Comedy Corner.
Mix Nuts. Comedy Corner. Comedy Corner.
Hello, morning.
Good morning, big guy. Sure,
you're really here. Hey, waiters.
I guess that makes it semi-finals.
You?
Yeah, I'm from the game, but you're pretty semi-finals.
You come to give you a joke for the semifinals. Go ahead, no?
All right. Remember all this time we had COVID? Right? Since we locked down. When you and I were talking. Hey. Gavin. My dog partnered on your dog. You over a sit. You know, lie down, sit. Roll over. After one day, my dog partnered on your dog. Tuffy. What is happening to Tuffy now? Roof.
Ah! Oh! Comedy Corner right here on the vibe, 0105, guys! It's Free Rain Fridays on our Republic weekend. Tomorrow's gonna be Sovereign Saturdays, and then we're going to Sunday Salutes. Our Republic weekend, hello morning!
Yes, brother George. Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
Winston.
Yeah, Winston.
All right. George.
Yes?
This one go like this. It have two men in an argument. One take about to start one. Plow! Going running, but running. Going in a place. He said, Mister, I come to make a report. He said, this is a gas station. You have to go in the police. He said, oh, go to the station, take my report, a man, it's my boy.
I love it!
Hey, this is Nadia Batson, and I listen to Mix Nuts every morning.
Hello, morning! Guys, we reached. This is the semi-finals of the Comedy Corner. This is also the Free Rain Friday for our Republic weekend. All things red, white, and black. Hello, morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Morning, George.
Morning. Who's this?
Joe Boy.
Yeah, Joe Boy.
You tell this fella. Come from work. You open the door. You go on inside. Go on inside the house. Going in the bedroom, see this woman sitting down there. Hug she up, kiss she. Hey, all right. Leave she there and going out in the kitchen. When you reach in the kitchen now, you see your wife in the kitchen. He said, but wait, I know hug you up and kiss you up and thing there. She said, no,
That's not me. That's my mother. She gone in the bedroom now and telling the mother, Mommy, why you go let my girl come and hug you up and kiss you up and you ain't tell him nothing? She said, no, me and you don't talk.
Yeah, Joe boy, you win with that one. I love it, I love it, I love it. Guys, this is our spotlight. Sprung along.
Understand this. A politician is the most important thing in the society. Not Californian or Soka, no chutney, nothing. That has no sense. Let me explain something to you.
The only reason why politician a whole no comedian yet is that people in the same business doesn't hold one another. So I could say what I want, but no politician are holding me because they know me and them in the same business. We used to lie and fool the people and hold talk and so on. They're holding. You understand? But I could say what I want. I have manners. Manners is the thing. However, I'll tell you how you just know how it's going. A fella went away and studied 8 years. Everything. Well, hush him out, boy. Hush! Hush! What? San Fernando people getting in the rest of the country, no manners. Hush! If John John people, they hush, they would have get it to hush! Shut, man. Young boy like that on your mouth running already. Oh. Wherever it is you have, nobody else can have it. Keep it to yourself. Or eat the chair you think it do and see if you've got Belgian plastic. You understand? Nobody, everybody listening, me and them holding a nice conversation, you up. All your jaw teeth in front, why you going to see if you can walk in Carolina, Grand King or some kind of you're not a twin. You should be a twin. You alone can't be so stupid. You're like a hell. Sit down on the people chair, not the girl chair. That way feel the girl chair for you to sit down on your mind. You feel the girl chair by accident. They know you can't think when you say no. Sit down on hush. So, they doesn't know about them thing. You understand what I say? You see this big belly here? This is really not a big belly. What happened? No, darling, I stole a watermelon. I had to eat it one time because the police was coming. Little bit. Yes, the most modern medical facility in the Western Hemisphere, Mount Hope, Trinidad. And I tell you, me and a partner jogging, and he getting a good in his heart. Every Tuesday, but a good in his heart. And he made a good. So when we lie with the night after, he can't walk fast because good. We tell him, go Mount Hope. He said, them is quack. I'm not going there. All you have, I set a computer and I set a talk and people are still dead in. I say, hey, modern medical facility, go. So he gone. Doctor, every time I walk, I get in a... The doctor said, no problem. This is Mount Hope, 21st century technology computerized. Take this little vial and put some of your urine and bring it back tomorrow. And we go tell you all we're wrong with you. He said, doctor, I'm getting the quite up here. Why you going downstairs to check? He said, hey, 21st century technology computerized. Bring the urine in the morning. He said, all right, doctor. I'm gone. He can't believe. So he takes some of his urine, some from his wife, some from his son, some from his daughter, some from his dog, and rainfall the night so he collects some from his roof. And he mixes up the vial with the concoction. And he said, tomorrow we go hear about medical facility, this bag of quack. And he go next morning and say, doctor, urine, give me the story. And the doctor stick it in a hole in the computer, he cover it down. A long paper come on, and he rested down on the desk. He said, listen, you have a little fat around your heart. And if you continue running, you go dead. So walk slow, then you go walk a little faster, then you go jog, then you go run. So that be ready for that in case a dog chasing you, you have to run fast. You have it? Right. And the doctor say, oh, your wife have a man. Your son like boys. Your daughter pregnant. Your dog have mange. And three sheet of galvanized over your kitchen rusting. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you.
Mixnuts Comedy Corner.
Hi guys, this is Destra, the Queen of Bacchanal, and you're listening to Mixnuts. Keep it locked, don't touch that dial.
That's correct, guys. It's Mixnuts right here on the Vibe City 105, and we reach what we call we reach the semifinals right here in the Vibe City 105, guys. That's correct. Hello, morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, yeah, you're with General Sarge again.
Sarge, nice. Yeah. Talk to me.
This young fella going to go to the look for the work. So the man asked me, you could come to thing? He say yes. He say, you know your social study? He say no. You know your math? He say yes. You know your grandma? He say yes, but she at home now, she and grandpa gone by the hospital.
That's correct, guys. It's Mixnuts. It's the semi-finals of the Comedy Club. Don't forget, hold it today. Hold it to this free rain Fridays. Hello, morning.
Hi, morning, George.
Good morning, baby.
You know what is deceit?
What?
Deceit. Deceitful. No, no. Yeah, what? George. What is deceitful?
Deceitful is a seat in a bus.
Okay, when you jump in her mouth, you're deceitful.
Deceitful. Oh, we're looking for some of our finalists. Come on, David, I ain't hearing David. Voice. Hello, morning.
Yeah, George, I'm right here.
Yeah, voice.
Yeah, because I know you need help.
I need help.
Them fellas, they need no help. Them cracking some good joke, but you...
I need
you
help.
Could learn, yeah, you could learn from them. And don't forget... Do something good with that money, I bribe to come on this program.
Yes, the bribe again. Good.
Yeah. So let me go. And that is ditzy, sexy blonde. She called the police. She opened the door, she car, right? And she said she get robbed. So she said, oh, go on, I get robbed. I call the police. Tell the police, listen, come fast. I get robbed. The thief mysterio. The thief mysterio. So the police say, we coming right now, ma'am, and they're on the way. She called back. She said, this thief is a thief steering wheel. So this thief is steering wheel. Come fast. I can't even drive. Come fast. So the police officer is driving on the way. Suddenly the guy called back. The ditzy, sexy blonde saying, don't bother to come. So the police officer says, ma'am, what's the matter? We thought your steering wheel got stolen on your stereo. She said, I went into the backseat by mistake.
No. Mix us on the Vibe City 105, guys. Hello, morning.
Georgie.
Hey, morning.
David.
Hey, David, how are you going, brother?
Well, yeah, I hear you calling for me, so I
yeah,
know.
I just a second joke now. Talk to me.
That is this street thing, the Abidjan. Trini and a Vince.
Mm-hmm.
They go into Fish Boy, but you know how the other guy thing was fine that we too brighter than them now.
Right.
So the thing and they're so excited they end up in the middle of in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
So boy pressure, boop, the devil up here. You see, well, they're not afraid. The devil say, all right, see what happened. If only give me three or give me something I can't do, I go take all your soul. And if only give me something I could do, I go take all your soul. And if you give me something I can't do, I go drop all your back to land. What? The Bayesian say, nah boy. You snatch the basket with the pretty fish in yellow. You say full of it water. There ain't no basket to hold water. Hey? Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. He come up the basket full of water, not a drop, and come out. Poof! The Asian gone. The Vinci say, what that? He say, I go up there and find the moon and block the sun. He say, what? I will do so. Whoop! Gone up. Yeah, the sun, find it, moon, block the sun. Thankfully, Trinity, you know, we're trembling, you know, but he said, you know what to do. He said, uh-huh. He said, say what? He said, huh. You see, and he ends up on the side, boy, and he let go one heart pump. But the other watch it, but he said, the head? He said, yes. He said, you smell it? The devil said, yes. He said, well, catch it and paint it green.
Guys, this makes us, it's time for the na. Right now. So I only have one na and one that's what we're talking about, guys, this morning. The first na is, you ban Trinidad and Tobago football? You out of your mind? Why? Because we stand up against you? Nah! Sorry, guys. And everybody who say we should withdraw and whatever, whatever, for the betterment of the game, we're making a mistake. If we don't stand up now, we would never be able to stand up. They would always bully us. And that's what I'm talking about. Is the TTFA standing up the way they did? That is what I'm talking about.
Hey, this is your boy Rupi. Whenever I'm in Trinidad and Tobago, I'm always locked on to the Mixnuts morning show. Yeah.
That's correct, guys. It's all about the Comedy Club, Comedy Corner. Hello, morning. Good morning.
Good morning, George.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, I would like you to wish my wife a happy birthday for me.
What's her name?
Her name is Ingrid Victory.
Ingrid Victory.
I'm calling from Toronto, from her husband Marlon and her daughter Naya.
Okay, so we say happy birthday to Ingrid, and it's coming from her husband and her daughter.
And her daughter Naya.
Nice. All right, my friend.
Calling from Toronto.
From Canada. Very good.
Toronto.
All right, yeah. Brother.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, brother. Yep. You heard that birthday greetings going out to you, baby, from your husband and your daughter. Hello, morning.
George, morning.
Morning.
Again, it's Michael again.
Michael again.
Okay, this. Huh?
I listen now, waiting.
Okay, tell this shiny man. This shiny man that, what do you call it? You have a rum shop.
Mm-hmm.
So this man breaking his shop at night. And the Chinese man, he really drink. He drink whole night and get drunk and drop asleep in the man place. As he and spread out at the man counter. So the Chinese man come out the morning early and saw him. Chinese man take a 4-inch nail and drive it through his hand to the counter. But then they know Chinese can talk proper English. The man jump on ball out, tonne. The Chinese man say, not tonne, one ne. You see, if I give it tone, you're there to hell.
I'm loving it. It's a semi-finals of the Comedy Club. Hello, morning.
Morning. I kind of want to shake up myself now.
Okay, baby. All right. I'm glad you called back.
It have a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's have a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
He have a woman, you know, he's a sick man, he's a woman, and thing. So he went by Rotten, and he buy 100 beds, 100 mattress, right? And 100 underwear. So he went in town and sell everything, because he has sick man, he like money. Everything, he went and sell out. So he come back home now and he tell the woman with a bag of money, oh God, woman. She said, where you get all this money? He said, girl, I went and buy 100 mattress. And 100 panties. And it sell out, look money I get. She just say wait, I went inside and bring a bag of money and 1 mattress. She say, will you get all, she bring out a bag of money. He say, will you get all this mattress? Will you get all this money? She says, 1 mattress I use and no panties.
Oh! Willie! Oh, guys, mix us right here on the Vibe City 105. Comedy
Corner. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I know it was going to take a fool. Police. Lord.
Excuse me.
What happened, your fat? Mix nuts. Comedy Corner. Let me call KFC and see if I could get something from them. Oh, Lord. Hello, KFC?
Yes, this is KFC.
This KFC, or let us sell chicken?
Well, duh. Who is this?
Don't study who it is. Let me ask you something. The three wing special for $21, how much for it?
The three wing special for $21?
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Just now, let me find out. Hey, Randy. The three wing special for $21, how much for it?
$21.
Hello, sir.
Yes?
It's $21 for it.
Well, duh. All right. Let me order. Give me the three wing special for $21, mm-hmm. But don't put no wing in it.
You want a three wing special, but don't put no wing in it?
No. Give me two legs and a breast.
Sir, the three wing special comes with three wing. You can't get no leg and no breast. Look, who is this boy?
All right. Hold on. Let me ask you a question now. How much pieces the five piece come with?
Just now, let me find out. Hey, Randy, the five piece, how much pieces it come with?
They should fire the woman who hire she. Five pieces!
Hello, sir, it's five pieces in it.
Five pieces? I cannot tell you that.
Okay, sir.
All right.
What's your phone number?
It didn't come up on the screen.
Is your number on the screen?
Well, is I talking to you?
Duh.
City 105 FM. It's not Comedy Corner. It's not Comedy Corner.
Oh, that's correct, guys. It's the Mixers Comedy Corner. It's the semi-finals. I'm waiting for my semi-finalists and them. Also, we heard from Voice. We heard from David. We heard from P.O. Charlie. From Joe Boy, Derek, Michael. We still have some to come. Hello, morning. Morning.
Yeah, morning, George.
Morning.
Randy here, man.
Who is this?
Randy.
Yeah, Randy.
Yeah, boy. I have a partner, boy. He's a boxer. So he gone Venezuela to box. Boy, you wrong one, wrong two, wrong three. Licks like fire. He decide he can't take no more. The fella hit him, pop, off. He fall down on the ground. Now, you know the referee is in Spanish, referee counting. So the referee goes over and he said, uno, dos, tres. He raised up. So he said, you can say, get on, shak, shak. I ain't getting up now.
Six zero 6035105. It's Mixed Nuts. Hello, morning.
Morning, George.
Morning, Frank.
Yeah, I have one for you.
Frank?
Yeah.
Yeah, Frank. I waited for the last hour, boy.
I went out, but I'm not reaching.
All right, talk to me.
Yeah, this Trinidad taxi driver went to the airport, and he picked up three foreigners, right? Italian, a Mexican, and a Chinese. So the Italian fella asked the Mexican, they're heading for Port of Spain, eh? How long you'll take to build a building in Mexico? He said 3 days, right? He turned out the Chinese, how long you all take to build a building in China, Hong Kong, China? He said 2.5 days, building finished, people dancing on the roof. So when they reach Rice Road, they see the Hyatt Hotel. So he asked the driver, the Italian fella, driver, how long you all take to build the Hyatt Hotel here in Trinidad? Driver turned and tell him, when I passed here this morning, this hotel wasn't here, you know.
No.
All right.
I love it.
Have a nice day. Keep in touch.
Right. David, Frank, boy. I love it, Frank. I'm looking for Sarge. Where's Sarge? It's Mixed Nuts right here in the Vibe City 105, guys. So, you know, We're having some issues with our WhatsApp. So please, I know everybody would have been WhatsApping and in school and who in class, but sorry, I can't read them out because we're having a problem on the WhatsApp. But what we're not having a problem with is the Republic, all things red, white, and black. All things red, white, and black. It's a free reign Friday. Tomorrow is Sovereign Saturday, and Sunday is a salutes. Sunday salutes. But right now, it's a Comedy Corner, Comedy Club. Don't forget, we got the sports now at 7:50. Let me see. Hello, morning.
Hello, morning, George. This is Tajia. Give me a second joke already.
All right. Sorry. Yes, you did. Okay. Yes, you did. Right. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Correct.
Forget.
Yeah, boy. My arrow, boy. So, let me see. I have one here. Let me see. I want to give this one here.
Good to be here. Wonderful. And, you know, I had a little problem with the promoter, you know. I don't like to complain, but I had a little problem with the promoter. You see, when he invites me to come and perform, me, I tell him, send a boat ticket for me because I don't like to fly, you know. He insists on sending me an airline ticket. So I there in the airport day before yesterday, very reluctant to get on the aircraft, you know. And the pilot come over and say, Mr. Fabian, it's all right. It's safe. It's safer than a car. I say, brother, I don't like the idea of flying up in the air there. You have nothing to hold on to if you're falling. He say, man, Fabian, relax. A big man like you. Listen, when your time come, your time coming. If you're driving down the road and your time come, that is it. Your time come. You say you could be home in the bed sleeping and your time come. That is it. We're digging. So come on and go. I say, brother, I ain't worried about all of that, you know. My concern is, suppose I up there in the plane with you and your time come. It's not easy, but I love my baby. I remember reaching home on a baby once. Reach home in Trinidad, you know. And of course, they try to get your luggage giddy, you know. It's on this thing that goes wrong and wrong and wrong. And I real bad lucky. You see me? A bad lucky bad. I there waiting for my luggage and I hear a woman bawl out, where my dog? So I was like, what is that lady's problem? Where my dog? If I don't get my dog, I go mash up the airport. Yeah, no? And she looked like she could mash up the airport, eh? She about twice my height and broad like a immortal tree. So of course, you know, the airline will send over the most junior person. Go and see what is that lady problem. So the fella come over, problem, ma'am? She say, yes. I put my dog on the plane in JFK. And now I reach here, I'm not seeing my dog. I want my dog, else I go mash up the airport. He said, all right, lady, calm down. The dog, probably. Still in the plane, I'll go and check. And he run across the tarmac, went into the plane, into the hold, and he found the dog dead. So he tell himself, me ain't taking no crap for the airline. I go and tell she as it is. He say, lady, your dog get on the wrong flight. It go on Caracas and it will come back tomorrow. So you'll have to leave your name and your address and we will bring the dog for you. She said, well, I better bring my dog here and give him the name and address. And poor fella, he gone from pet shop to pet shop looking for a dog identical to the one he see there in the plane, you know. Well, he was lucky and he found one. So he went to the lady's house the next morning. Mr. Smith, here's your dog. She says, sir, that is not my dog. He said, no, Mr. Smith, this is your dog. You see, it went to Caracas on the 424, came back on the 425. It even back with a little accent now. Here's your dog. She says, sir, that is not my dog. He said, oh, God, let me give me a break. Time. I want the dog. This is the same dog. She says, sir, that is not my dog. My dog is dead. I was bringing it home to bury it.
Mix Nuts Comedy Corner.
That's me, and I listen to Mix Nuts every single morning. Ta-da!
That's correct, guys. He listens to Mixnuts every single morning. It's Comedy Club. And once again, I want to tell people that the WhatsApp giving a problem, guys. So I know a lot of people, I know your WhatsApping. I supposed to have Eddie Charles also on as my guest. But because of the WhatsApp not working, I'm having a problem with the Zoom. So, guys, please understand and be patient. But in the meantime, I'm taking your calls. 6035105 is that number to call us at. It's on Comedy Club. Comedy Club. I'm going to play another snippet. Another snippet. Oh, guys, it's all great. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm going to do over the Tommy. I love the Tommy. I love the Tommy. Comedy
Corner. Woo! You know, people has asked me about Tommy Joseph. He doesn't have no foreign jokes. I say yes. I say I was walking down Flatbush about 2 weeks ago. As I explained, the fella said, what happened after that? I said, well, boy, I don't know if this fella like he come to mock me or what. But it's a lucky thing I had a paper. As I hit him, whap! I see the man drop on the ground. He said, what kind of paper you hit him with? I said, I lash him with the New York Post. So don't feel Tommy here foreign jokes. Yes! Look, I see Clinton and all now. Clinton in Barbados. I couldn't even make him out today. About four trees he hiding behind. You think easy? He hiding behind Bush? I tell you, look how this thing changed up now. I remember a fella calling an outside woman, but he calling she with a song Sparrow that sing. So when he passing out, he know the man home. Hear him. Who the?
City 105 FM. Mixnuts Comedy Corner. Mixnuts Comedy Corner.
Hello, morning.
Hi, good morning.
Andy.
Yes, my brother. How are you?
I'm all right, sir.
Well, you're doing a wonderful job this morning.
Thank you. You come with your second one.
Yeah, but like I say, I'm not a comedian, but you know...
But you're doing very well.
Put a smile on somebody's face, especially the times we're living in now.
Yep, you're doing very right. Well.
So, this wife, she get tired, always preparing for the husband, and she getting a rest. So, she decided to go and take a rest. And when he come home, well, he got to wake she up. So he come home and he come home drunk. When he come home drunk now, you see she lie down on the bed. So he go on and he lie down by the bed. But he lie down wrong side. She head facing east and he head gone west. So when he drunkness now, he actually, well, babe, where you cook? Must lady friend break a wind. And he go, shh, he ball fish and rice. I was going to say that.
Oh! I love it.
Yo, now this is your boy General Grant, and you're listening to Big Daddy George and Mixnuts. You know I tune into Mixnuts every day. I could be in Trinidad or New York, London or Paris. Mixnuts do it for me.
That's correct, guys. It's all about Comedy Club, Comedy Corner. Hello, morning.
Morning, George.
Yes, Frank.
Yeah, Frank here again.
Yeah, boy, Frank.
I have a next one for you. Yeah, this fella made his beautiful woman in this restaurant. Eh? Mm-hmm. Her name was Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa.
Yeah, so Mona Lisa decided to take him home to meet her parents, you know, her father, her mother. Well, the morning he had breakfast, he had lunch, he also had dinner in the afternoon. He spent the whole day home by them. You know, as they say, eat and drink and he was merry.
Yes.
But she had a picture of a boy on she bed head. So he turned and asked, who's this fella in this picture? Is that your brother? She said, no. Is that your father when he was young? She said, no, but the picture is not important right now. Me and your love is more important, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He turned and he tell her, asking her one more time, who's the fella in the picture? Is it your brother? She said, you really want to know who is that in that picture? He said, yes. He said, that was me before I, when I was a man, before I turned a woman. Bye.
Oh, Frank. Good one, buddy. Hello, morning.
Good morning again.
Good morning, baby.
Listen to me.
Yes.
It's two jokes you have to give.
There's one joke every hour.
One joke every hour?
Yes, baby.
And so I had to give three jokes for the morning.
You had to give three jokes for the morning.
Well, I'm going to make a man tell me then hear the first one, I'll say the first one over, mm-hmm. and then I have a next one. I had joke, you know, sir. The first one I give this morning, gentlemen, you want to hear it again? Here is the joke I give this morning. A man tackling Tweedy. He come wrong me. He's a hustler. I tell him I don't deal with that. He went in town by rattan and by 100 mattress and 100 underwear. He went down town and he sell it out. He come back with the money. He come, really? Look, I bring a bag of money for you. I went to ask him, I said, where you get that? He said, I went and buy 100 mattress and 100 underwear. So I said, wait, darling, wait. That money too small. I went inside, take up a bag of money and come back out here. I said, where I get this? I said, one mattress I use with no underwear. That is what he wanted to hear. One mattress with no underwear. I went no way. The bag of money is here. So I want no hustlers in the game. Bye, I'll get next one.
All right, baby. 603-5105 is that number. Good morning. Sally and Lee in class today. So WhatsApp came up for 1 second and I got a hold. Good morning, Uncle George. Zen President class. Have a blessed day. Morning, Big Daddy George. Big up yourself, Dexter Song Rev, Miami President class. Hello, morning.
Yeah, George, morning.
Morning.
Is this Sarge with the third one here?
Yes, Sarge. Rest it on my chest.
All right, this product bumped on the highway. You send two SRP. So one do one, you go and check in him and, you know, say, see, but you have one, a brown shirt, black pants, scar on the eye. When, so you leave and you go in the car and you bring in a measuring tape. So you next ask him, where you going that tape? He said, well, if you make a report, get it, no long demanded.
No. I like it, Sarge. You're getting on bad today, boy. You're getting on bad. Hello, morning.
George.
Yes.
David here.
Yes, David.
Right. This morning, I'm on in lion get up. So as you walk out the, as you walk in the jungle, a piece of paper fly in the eye, fly in the face. And he read the piece of paper, and the piece of paper said, they wondering who is the king of the beast. The lions, well, lion get vexed. The lion say, what? He walked down the road, boy. Bunks up monkey. Hey, monkey, who's the king of the beast? Well, they know monkey hesitation because monkey like donkey now.
Right.
So he hit monkey one clock. He say, who's the king of the beast? He say, you, lion, you. He say, right, one long, me there. He said, there, who's the king of the beast? He said, you, lion, you. He said, right. Oh, no, you need giraffe. He said, giraffe, who's the king of the beast? He said, you, lion, you. Right. Oh, you need rabbit. He said, rabbit, who's the king of the beast? Rabbit said, well, you, lion, you. So he's going on a little further down. He bumps up elephant. See, watch elephant. He said, elephant. Who's the king of the beast? Elephant watching. See, elephant, they ask you who's the king of the beast? Elephant watching. Eat elephant one foot. And as he hit the elephant, he crowd, the elephant wrap his trunk. Wrongy ways. Hit the lion, two slam, two body slam, bam, bam. When he let go, lion get up, he buzzery. Still, oh gosh, boy, elephant, if you didn't know, you could have said so.
Oh, guys, Mixness and the Vibe City 105. Hello, morning. Hello, morning.
Yeah, morning, gentlemen.
Morning, who's this?
Hey, yeah, this one.
Who is this? Pio Charlie?
Yes.
Yeah, Pio.
Yeah, this. I'm working on the cover police in the airport. I heard she got any demand back check. First part, they say, I said, they deal with them. I said, hey, come, I put one in a corner. I say, you have a new bag. She says, she has 5 underwear. I say, explain that to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, other way. Saturday, and Sunday, other way. Next one, when you are there, she said 200. I said she went for another and the other day she did that. Next one, when you are there, she had 1200. I said 12. I said explain that. She said January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, and June.
Oh no.
Guys, makes us on a vibe, City 105. I'm loving it. Hello, morning.
Hey, George, morning.
Morning, sir.
Have a nice one for you.
Who is this?
Have a nice one for you.
Give me your name.
Dave.
All right, Dave.
All right. It had this lion, he big and bad. When he go by the water, it holds the drink water. Nobody, none of the animals didn't come in. So a day he gone and he bend down by the water and hold to drink some water, boy. The bear see him bend down. The bear come and jump on the back, rape him, molest him, and run over a hill. So the bear run over a hill now and run in a cave, reading our newspapers. What, the lion running all through the jungle, all over the hill looking. He run by the cave entrance him. You see a bear pass here? The bear reading the paper. Here the bear. Which bear? The bear was not raping by the water hole? Yeah, lion, what boy that make papers already?
Hey, Trinidad and Tobago, this is Bunchy Garlin. Right now you're on with the Mixed Nuts Crew. Craziness now. Ah.
Good morning, George. This is Barefoot here. Presenting class today. Have a blessed man. Chat later.
Uncle George sending a shout out to NMTS crew of Caripachima East and West from Gail J. Hello, morning. Good morning.
Morning, George. Derek here again.
Who is this?
Derek.
Yes, Derek.
I will rest it on your chest.
Rest it on my chest, partner.
A fella get a little work in a drugstore. And he working with the druggist for about six months so now, so things going good. The dog is gone out and tell him, hold on, I'm coming back just now. He said, right, well, he's digging the dance. A fella come in well-dressed with shirt and tie and tell him, he said, I'm only coughing whole morning. What you have for the cough? He said, I the right thing here for man. He gave him 2 laxatives. He take the 2 laxatives and he gone and he stand up by the door. An hour pass and the dog is come back. The dog is asking the little fella, what are you doing there? He said, well, he come for something for the cough. And I gave him 2 laxatives. So the doctor said, some laxatives not for coughing. He said, what? You make a joke, I will always stand up there and let cough.
Oh, no.
Hello, morning.
Morning, George.
It's
Frank here again.
Yeah, Frank.
Yeah, George, you're that true joker.
Yes.
Yeah. A friend of mine, right, he used to work United Nations. He was a driver at United Nations in Port of Spain. Anyhow, he went to the Royal Bank of Canada. In them time was the Royal Bank of Canada. This was some business. The girl asked him, the teller asked him, what's your name? Here, Michael Jackson. Now, he was a red glamour boy. He had Jerry Cole. He had blue eyes, all kind of things. The girl asked him again, where's your name? He said, Michael Jackson. He said, look now, when the devil car come, did they send somebody? She slammed down the pen on the counter and walk off. Well, he asked to see the bank manager. He said, I want to see the bank manager. The bank manager come up. Told the bank manager, what happened? I come to see business. The girl asked him, you know, my name and thing. I told her, Michael Jackson. The bank manager says, could I see your ID card, sir? When you give the manager the ID card. George, you know his name?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Right now, he's living in Italy right now. That's a true joke, eh?
Oh!
Born again.
Very funny, buddy. So I'm still waiting for Joe Boy need to call me, Voice need to call me, Winston need to call me, Michael need to call me, Andy need to call me. Guys, you need to call for your third and final joke in order to be rated for the finals next week, Friday. Hello, morning.
Hello.
Yes?
You know how long I'm trying to call you, boy?
Who is it?
There are no catch you.
Who is this?
There are no catch you. George.
Who is this?
Joe Boy.
Yeah, Joe Boy.
This fella tried to outsmart St. Peter. Monday morning, St. Peter come with a long slate with names. from top to bottom. St. Peter say, your name is Winston James? Say, yes. Say, well, your name on top. You have to die today. Say, but St. Peter, but that can happen. I ain't fix nothing. I ain't make no will. I ain't do nothing yet. St. Peter say, boy, don't tell me that. This name up here is your name, so you are the guy to me. He said, all right then. He said, let me take a walk. St. Peter said, all right, let me go. They walk down by a bar. They go on in the bar. He buy a couple of beers. St. Peter drink. He drink. St. Peter rest down. He sleep. And he say, well, I'm going and pass some water. He go on and he take off St. Peter's slate. He rub off his name on top. And he write it down in the bottom there. Last. So when St. Peter come, St. Peter say, well, let me go now. So he turn and he ask St. Peter. He say, well, St. Peter, everything all right? So you ain't dealing with me today again? St. Peter say, no, man, you good man. You inside. I'll start from the bottom.
I love it. Guys, mix us right here on the Vibe City 105.
Good morning, good morning. How are you this morning? I want to send condolence to one of my neighbors out here, Beverly Harewood, and her family. Condolence go out to you, Beverly, and to your entire family. God bless. Yeah, good loss are gone by you. Like a serious loss. God bless.
Hello, morning.
Good morning, Big Daddy George.
Morning. Who's this?
Ravi B again.
Yes, Ravi B.
Three fishermen out in the sea. A Jamaican, a Guyanese, and a Trinidadian. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The devil appeared to them. Any one of you can make me do something I cannot do, I will never take your soul. Jamaican think. He threw a 25-cent piece in the water. Devil dives down. Pull it out. He said, your soul is mine. The Guyanese threw a cover in the water. Devil jump down. Pull it up. Bring it and say, your soul is mine. Trinidadian still scratching your head. Open my bottle of water and pour it out. Say, you find that. Devil say, your soul can never be in any line.
Oh! Mixed us on the Vibe City 105, guys. Hello, morning.
Morning, George.
Morning.
Andy, yeah?
Yes, Andy.
Well, three men. One from India, one from Guyana, and a Trini. So, the Guyanese and the one from India are saying the Trini boy, what let us do on a morning to be so happy, boy, and get all the day starting right? So, the Indian gone first. You see, in India, we have lots of docks. That makes us happy. So, the Guyanese turn now. The guy and he say, we just drink rum, by plenty rum, and make we day go right. So the Indian and the Guyanese now at the Trini say, Trini, are you all this smiling, you all this happy? What it is you just do on a morning? Where you taking? Where you eating? Where you drinking? He say, boy, in Trinidad, you see, from 6 to 9, we have a radio station called Vibe City 105, and they have a program they call Mix Nuts. When you're done there, you laugh, you cry,
take
your belly,
win.
Cut your all kind of thing.
Take win with that one, partner.
Have a blessed day.
I love it, I love it. Guys, it's the Vibe City 105. The finals getting tight. The finals getting tight. Hello, morning. Morning.
Hi, morning, George. Farid again.
Yes, Farid.
Mother and daughter vendor on Salati fighting over a man. The mother take a melon gin, shove it down the daughter's throat. The daughter dead. You know what the autopsy say? Bygone soaker. Thank you, George.
Oh!
Guys, mix us right here on the Vibe City on the 5. We got Baltimore.
Morning, Georgie. Baltimore and Cars here this morning. Morning to Nicky Nick and Nicole. Baltimore is in class. Morning. Morning, Beatrice. Yamada Street, be safe. Wear all your masks.
Hello, morning. Good morning. Good morning. Nah, man. Those stick. 603-5105.
Good morning, George. Good morning, V. Good morning, Beatrice. Good morning, Natalie. Good morning, Chicky Chung. Good morning, Nicole. Good morning, all the ladies of 105. If I forget to call your name, it's because of time, but have a wonderful, blessed, productive day to each and every one of you all.
All you hear it by yourself. Hello, morning.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
This is the short man here.
I need to know your name. Man. Your name?
Brad.
Okay.
So a man going in have a solar drinking and he have a little guy playing a piano. So he said, oh, that's where you get a piano from. That little guy playing a piano. He said, you had to go down here and have a genie. And he had to ask for a wish. He said, but go on, make sure and talk louder. The genie cannot hold you. I want a million bucks.
Hey, this is Nadia Batson, and I listen to Mix Nuts every morning.
Every single morning is Comedy Corner. Hello, morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you, my love?
I am okay. And yourself?
Yes, I'm okay.
That's good.
I would like to send happy birthday to my niece, Shakira Alexander, today. It's her birthday. She's 17 today.
Nice.
And I would also like to congratulate her on her exam. She had got 7 passes.
Wow. That is perfect. That's great.
Yes, that's my sister, granddaughter, my great niece. So I have to call and congratulate her for the whole 105 family to you.
The whole world.
Good morning to everybody.
Yes.
My post workers, good morning. The man in the post office who I love, baby, I love you.
Oh, gosh, boy. Well, let's look for trouble.
No, that is not trouble.
That's no, trouble for trouble. He. Trouble for he.
No, that is not trouble for he. He know what's going on with me and he.
Very well.
Morning to my baby daddy and his wife. I hope she feels much better. She's not feeling so well.
Uh-oh.
Ingrid and Guti, Miss and Mrs. Phonecard, good morning. Big truck driver, good morning. I'm watching you with my left eye. My nephew Mark, who also does listen to 105. Good morning to you, darling. Good morning to everybody. Bye-bye.
Okay, baby. Good morning, Big Daddy George. Be safe, Cheryl Indigo. Morning, Mix Nuts Crew. Robbie be here in class. By the way, I'm still waiting on the Sundar Popo song. All right, partner, I hear you. Blessed morning, and George and Mrs. do have a great day and blessed weekend. Hello, morning.
Morning, Mr. George. Retro Youth inside.
Who's this?
Retro Youth.
Yeah, Retro Youth.
How things going?
Hi, day like night.
That was our original from Raji B. Day, boy.
Yes, original.
I call him this woman is called him Raji B.
Yeah, Raji B. Oh, I love it.
That was the original. You win with that one.
Yeah, you take win.
Alright, so bless everybody.
Your partner. Mix us in the Vibe City 105, guys.
Right, so listen, me say long, I drunk, I old, and I mean, me say long. Anyway, first thing I want to tell you is, any pilots in here?
No pilot. I would like to ask a pilot why they're trying to kill drunk people on plane. You ever listen to pre-flight instructions? They say there's a life jacket with a light that will illuminate on contact with water. To inflate the life jacket, pull sharply down on the two red tabs. The life jacket could also be inflated by blowing into the two red tubes. Okay, so you give me a life jacket with a light that will illuminate on contact with water, but we're flying. So I just assuming if any emergency is to take place, you have to make contact with air first before you reach water. All right, inflate, pull sharply down. Further be inflated by blowing. Then the jacket, say the life jacket should never be inflated before exiting. So hold on. You must jump in the middle of the ocean and then pull sharply down on the two red tabs. By this time, I will be drowning. Then you want to blow into the two red tubes. Any pilots, nobody, I want to understand it. And then there's a whistle for attracting attention. You're in the middle of the blasted ocean. Who you will attract? Somebody get correct their shark.
City 105 FM,
Mixnuts
Comedy Corner.
Oh, morning, George. Prudence in class late, but I am here. Love, love. Mixnuts just want to big up Drusilla, Priscilla, Cecilia, and all the patients at Mount Hope Alive, the Hope Alive Senior Home. Morning, guys. Oh, morning, George. Enjoying the comedy club, especially KFC. Duh. Hi to everyone. Love you. Michelle from Massachusetts. Good morning to you. Hello, morning.
George.
Yes, sir.
I want for you, man.
Who's this?
Kenny from Vista Bella.
Yeah, Kenny.
You know where Vista Bella is?
Yep.
You ever play by Wilkie's?
Yes.
All right. I live in one block away.
Oh, all right. Right there.
But you know Vista Bella is known as the male city?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it come between San Fernando and Marbella.
Tell me.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. A couple in the late 50s living in Border Spain. So the husband come about 5 o'clock in the evening for work. So the wife organized some food and put it on the table. So while eating, she said, you know, I went to the doctor today, and he said I have breasts like 16-year-old. The husband said, uh-huh. And what he said about your 16-year-old ass? She said, we never talk about you.
Oh! Guys, this mix that's right here on the Vibe City 105 is a semi-final that's really tight. I'm waiting for some more semi-finalists to call. I ain't hear voice third joke yet. Hello, morning.
Morning, George.
But every time I call your voice, you call, buddy.
Yeah, you have telekinetic powers.
Had to be.
Telekinetic powers.
You had to be. I now call you. You're safe.
Yeah, you could move mountains with your face, George.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah. How about doing it there?
Yeah, you're kind of pushing it, yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of people would be laughing if it's the North Coast guy ATM machine, but here we go. A horse walks into a bar, bartender says, why the long face? El Fabian walks into a bar, bartender says, why the long nose? Guy walks into a bar, he sees a guy ordering a drink. So he stand up and he's watching the guy. The guy's calling the bartender, listen, yes, give me the drink now. Wham. So he said the bartender would hit the man a hard cough or something. The bartender meekly go and get the guy the drink. So he drink it halfway down, he drink it down. He said, the donkey, get my next drink there. Yeah? So he said, what's wrong with that man? What's wrong with the bartender? You know, boy, I found that bartender. I had that man one hard cough calling me ass and a donkey. So any man going on, he got up to the bartender. He said, listen, what were you had the man calling you ass and a donkey for? The bartender says,
he always called me that.
No.
I love it, guys. It's Mixed Nuts right here, the Vibe City 105. Hello, morning. Morning.
Yeah, George.
Yes.
Good morning, Winston again.
Winston.
Yeah, so, my third is still joke.
Yes, sir.
George, there was this guy, they had a dog, you know, a nice pet. The dog died. But being as the dog died, they don't want to go and just put it by a tree or bury it. He gone by the Catholic Church. Father. Yes, what happened? Father wanted to say a prayer for this dog on behalf of the dog died. It was so precious to the whole family, and we don't want to bury it or just put it by a tree. We wanted to say a prayer for it. Please, before we put it away. Praise the Lord, boy. I could send a child, I ain't able with that. And so, yeah, I know what he'll do now. I know what he'll do. He said, all right, then I will go down by the American priest and give him $500 to say a prayer for the dog for me, please. The priest said, but he didn't tell me dog is a Catholic.
Hey, this is your boy, Ruthie.
I love it, guys. It's all mixed us right here on the Vibe City 105. We taking, it's the semi-finals. The semi-finals. That's the third one from Winston. Hello, morning.
I'm sorry, your number is...
Oh, we all sorry. Hello, morning. Morning.
Morning, George. One more way before I go because I okay now. The other phone.
Who's this?
The P.O. boy.
Yeah, P.O.
Let me get the phone. I go in a restaurant and I sit down. By a table. A woman comes to serve me. So when I watch across, I see a man sit down by Alexia. Woman go on my window. She said, what will I do for you? He said, well, I would like to have a Morocco sandwich and a smear sandwich. I said, fella, what's going on with you? He said, doctor, stop people from eating fast food.
(6035-105) is that number to call. It's the semi-finals. Comedy Corner. Hello, morning.
Morning, George, again.
Yeah, Frank.
This fella in standard, you know, shopping around and things. So, the man snatch up a TV and said, run up Henry Street behind it. A fellow was inside there. Started to run behind him. Run behind the man who running with the TV. So, the fellow with the TV stopped and said, but partner, you ain't no security guard, nothing in standard. We running behind me for? He said, I'm running to get the remote.
Hello, morning.
George.
Yes.
It's Michael again.
Yeah, Michael again.
Okay. In 1995, I was working Petro Trend.
Mm-hmm.
So the work I was doing is with Tatec, Trinidad and Tobago electrical contractors.
Mm-hmm.
So while we were pulling some cable down in the trench, my hand was getting squeezed against the trench. So they sent me to the hospital in San Fernando to see about my hand and thing. While I was there waiting, casualty to see the doctor, I saw a male doctor and a patient walk into the corridor. And the male patient telling the doctor, doctor, I find a pain too often. The doctor say, but you do have a problem. You see that woman going on there? She can't pee at all.
Oh, Michael! I love it!
Mixing Nuts! Comedy Corner!
Let me call KFC and see if I could get something from them. Oh, Lord. Hello? KFC?
Yes, this is KFC.
This KFC, only to sell chicken?
Well, duh. Who is this?
Don't study who it is. Let me ask you something. The three wing special for $21. How much for it?
Mix nuts. Comedy corner. Comedy corner.
Oh Lord! Oh Lord! Have mercy! I know it was going to take a fool. Police. Lord.
Excuse me.
What happened, your fat? I mean, I know it's hurricane season, but oh God. You could do it outside and come inside after? Oh, ships, man. Oh, Lord.
What are you doing this?
Eh? Lying down.
You know it's time to get up.
It's morning already?
Lord. Which part you live in?
Frederick Street.
Which part of Frederick Street?
You're standing up in my bedroom right now, you know? You know you're trespassing, right? Move from there, man.
But you can't sleep here and here at the same time.
Others rule.
What are you doing with that bucket?
Hey, 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 hey. Ain't you have a toilet home? You want to use my toilet, ask, please? All the police here no manners, you know. You ask with a decent mind, I'll give a piece of paper too.
Where you used to live before?
Tambran Square.
You're married?
Yeah.
Where your wife?
She leave me for the neighbor.
And where the neighbor live in?
Next door.
And well, where they is now?
Well, they gone for dinner.
This late hour?
It's a late, officer. The garbage truck can pick up the garbage, yeah?
You see, that's why a lot of people only complaining that they seen all your vagrants all over the place.
Uh-huh, and people complaining they ain't seen police at all.
City Modified FM. Mixnuts Comedy Corner. Mixnuts Comedy Corner.
Hi guys, this is Destra, the Queen of Bacchanal, and you're listening to Mixnuts. Keep it locked. Don't touch that dial.
Hello, morning.
Morning, George. I want for the road, boy.
Yes, Frank.
Frank, yeah. This fella living next door to this doctor. The fella name is John, eh? So every time the fella have a headache, he said, Doc, we have a headache. The doctor will give him two Panadol. Doc, we have an upset stomach. He will give him some Andrew liver salt. Anyhow, the doctor come and die, right? So not too long after, John come and die. They say, well, are his partners? They go bury them close to one another now. 12 o'clock in the night, the doctor here are knocking on the casket. The dog ball, who is that? He said, there's a partner, John. The dog turned and tell him, look now, man, I'm not reached down here. Let me rest in peace now. He said, Doc, I want to ask you one more thing. Where are for worms, boy?
Oh, no.
All right, guys, the Cherry Tree Veg Mart Agrigo, Wayne and Sherry locked on. Good morning, George and Vibes City. Every Sunday I'm on a diet because when I finish having a time with you and the Sunday stew are full. So much love, lovely dishes. Can't wait for Sunday stew. Stay safe. Have a beautiful day. Elsa in Florida.
This man was angry with his wife. So he sent a message to his father-in-law saying, your product is not matching requirements. The father-in-law replies, warranty expired. Manufacturer is not responsible after the seal is broken.
Good morning, sir. Late for school. Enjoying listening to all the jokes and it keep me back. To all the Mixnuts family, have a blessed Friday and wonderful weekend. Love all from the new girl. Good morning, new girl. Hello, morning. Morning.
Hi, George. For it again.
Yes, for it again.
All right. I had a problem, right? So I called the vet. I said, I don't have to. I said, vet, my dog has a man. What to do? He said, I've used car oil. I said, yes. He said, just throw that on the dog. As I threw it on the dog take off and started run around my house, boy. Dog run around day, whole night. Next morning, I can't take it no more. I called back the vet. I said, vet, I can't. The dog will run around every place, boy. What to do? He said, I'm use car oil. I said, yeah. He said, two more, time him. And when he fight, I'll change the oil.
No.
Oh, guys, this makes us right here on the Vibe City 105. George, this one is for you, but roses are red, nuts are brown. Okay, no, I can't. Miss Ali, I can't read that. You want me lost, my work. Maria Santana in the Ministry of Works and Transport, Chagona's office locked on.
George, and I'd like to say happy birthday to my sister Patricia Hudson. She's in her 60s. She don't look like she's in her 60s. Happy birthday to you. May you live to see many more. And to my co-worker, Cherry. Her name is Cherry.
It's all about Comedy Club right here on the Vibe City 105. Six to 35105, and don't forget, today is what we call Free Rain Fridays. Tomorrow is Sovereign Saturday, and Sunday is Sunday Salutes. It's all part of the all things red, white, and black. It's our Republic weekend right in the Vibe City 105, connecting you and Trinidad and Tobago. Hello, morning. Good morning.
Good morning, George.
Morning, sir.
I want to you.
Talk to me.
A man living with his daughter, and every night he hear noise making, he see no man coming in, nothing. So when he going in his bedroom, he take out his final dildo. So when he's coming for work, he put it on his table. He said, Daddy, where is that they doing this? Yeah, a man can't drink with his son-in-law.
So, guys, I want to say thank you so much. It's been a great, great Friday. And I have the finalist. I have the finalist. They made the calculations. So, before I leave, I'm going to tell you who the finalist is. They're just checking. I'm making a last check. May judge on them. Calculating it.
And send me if you tell them a story. That's how the sins upon me. And that's how I mean to give him the glory. I'm in the lies. General said my passion ignited. Got the music, get me excited.
All right, guys, so we got the finalists for next week, Friday. The finalist, and this is how it goes. Finalist number one, Derek Myers. Derek Myers is finalist number one. Finalist number two, Sarge Irwin Guerra. Number three, Joe Boy. Frank. Number four, Voice. Number five, that's our five finalists for next week. For next week, Friday, the finals of Comedy Corner. Guys, have a great weekend. I'll see you guys on Sunday. And I will call the finalists and tell them what is needed of them for the finals. Until Sunday.
I want a young boy.
Don't forget, today's Free Rain Friday. Tomorrow is Sovereign Saturday. Sunday salute.
Vibe CT 105 FM. www.vibect1051.com.
Vibe CT 105 FM.